welcome back. NRL Live episode 49. We're getting close to the big 5-0. Big round of matches, of course, last week. We're going to talk about it. Origin coming up, of course. James Tamau controversially out of Origin 2. We'll discuss who will replace him in this week in league. Plus all the games for this week coming up. So our super coach information and prospects and, of course, world of sport. Pete, how are you today, mate?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Paul. How are you, mate?
Doing well. And Tigers MS with us, of course. How's it going, mate?
Very good. How are you, boys?
Yeah, doing well. Certainly been another big week, I guess. Each week just seems these days to have a lot of talking points. And, you know, we'll talk about, I guess, Origin and all the implications of what's happened over the last week shortly. But first, as we do each and every week, let's go straight into last week's games. The Roosters 38 defeated the Eels 24 on Friday Night Football, while Saturday the Dragons defeated the Knights 14-8. Bit of an upset there. Pete, you went up to Newcastle, a good trip for you, being a Saints supporter, of course.
Absolutely. The Dragons got the best away record of any club. With this record against Newcastle, I think it's the last 9 straight and 13 out of 15 at the ground. So I say play every week up there, boys. It's great.
As you said, that Wayne Bennett doesn't do well against sides he used to coach, and it proved to be true. The Bulldogs 36 defeated the Cowboys 26 on the other Saturday night game. Sunday saw some upsets. The Warriors 18, the Seagulls 16, the Panthers 18 were overrun by the West Tigers 20, and the Storm 38 smashing the Sharks 6. And could you see that one coming, Tigers MS?
No, not at all. I think last week I said they're normally very close tussles. There was nothing close about that. They just blew them off the park. It looked like the Melbourne of old. They just got back to their basic structures. And, yeah, their basic stuff tends to work exceedingly well.
And the Raiders getting up on Monday Night Football over the Broncos. Last week's games, Robert Louis, well, he broke out with 115 points. We've been talking about him for a while. Josh Dugan matched him. It was a super performance, as Pete mentioned earlier. As we predicted last week, well, Elijah Taylor, Tigers MS, had a big day. He cropped into the top 30 there with 75. And the Raiders and the Panthers backline, they had 3 in the top 10, Dean Farrow, David Simmons and Edric Lee. So once again, looking at those numbers and getting on those guys is the way to go. Sleeper of the round, Petr Hiku, 104 points, 4th overall in a losing team. That is the Seagulls. He really stepped up. While David Nofalama, 88, equal 12th. He's really on a big run since coming to the NRL, the West Tigers winger. And he's been named this week despite an injury. So it looks like he'll be continuing to get a go there. What we learned, the Origin players, a lot of them looked pretty tired this weekend, but they still put up big numbers. And those on the fringe of Origin selection, which we'll talk about a bit more shortly, like Josh Dugan, Aaron Woods, and even guys like Josh Papali and Josh Maguire, performing above average this week, as you may expect. And that brings us straight into this week in league. James Tamau, guys, I mean, this is a controversial, obviously, over the weekend. He's been caught drink driving. He's now out of Origin 2. I guess first we'll talk about Pete. Do you agree with the decision for him to be stood down?
Absolutely. I think it's absolutely appalling in this day and age that someone can go out there and drink drive. And he was at 0.19, which is just about 4 times the legal limit. He also was driving without a license, so he shouldn't have been on the road, regardless of his drink driving. The NRL has said over the last number of years that they were going to start cracking down on these off-field poor behaviour. It gives the game a bad rep, and you know, I think Tamau will certainly learn from this. He's out of the Dragons game on Friday night, which his club will be absolutely, his teammates will be furious about. And also for the Origin, it's going to be a massive game for him personally to miss. And so, no, I think it's absolutely right. And he's copped a fine to go with it. And I think great decision, Cowboys, great decision, NRL.
Huge lesson, I guess, to be learned on that one, Tigers. Yes.
Yeah, look, you know, he's obviously making, well, I'm assuming he's making well over $100,000 a year, so he could afford a taxi at any time of the day, I'm sure. Look, it's a tough penalty, and if that is the way they're going to go, then they've got to be consistent in the way they apply it each time. I do recall Wes Nkwama having a whole lot of issues with regards to driving without a license, DUI, etc. And not a whole lot happened to him, but that was back then. This is now. So hopefully if this is the standard that they're going to set, then hopefully it's applied across the board.
Yeah, I'd hope for everyone's sake there's consistency going down the track. We're going to talk about who's going to replace him very shortly, but also, I guess, coming out of that Origin game, Paul Gallen's, you know, he's won two, that punch-up with Nate Miles. It's become quite a talking topic, a talking point, I should say. Was it simply part of the game of Origin, or, Pete, is it sending kids and driving kids away from the game?
I don't know whether it's driving kids away from the game, but what he did, I watched the replay again the other day, because initially I thought the swinging arm, there wasn't a lot in it, but the swinging arm did connect. I'm not saying it did a lot of damage, but it did connect. Appeared to be very premeditated from Gallen and hitting the bloke on the chin. I thought that the referee really took a very soft option there. Considering last year in game one, I remember Michael Jennings was actually simming for 10 minutes for a very, very minor piece of fighting with another player by comparison. I thought that Gallen should definitely have been sin-binned. I thought he was pretty lucky just to get a week, to be quite honest, and for him to complain about it. Well, you know, he needs to think about what he's doing and what he's saying. Driving kids away from the game, I don't know, like, it's the rugby league used to be have a lot more of that sort of thing involved in it, and Nate Miles is able to continue. He wasn't hurt, so you know, it as seeing you can get hurt in many sports in any sort of physical contact sport. So no, I don't think it should drive too many kids away.
Tigers MS, I suppose, especially with the soccer World Cup coming up, and obviously the qualifiers are on at this juncture. You see a lot of the younger kids, the mothers prefer them to play the sport of soccer because rugby league is you know, maybe a bit harder game, maybe more chance of the injuries. But when you see an out-and-out fight like that and it's gone unpunished, does it mean that, you know, potentially that's keeping kids that would otherwise play this game away?
Surely not. Honestly, I think it's been blown, like, massively out of proportion. It's just two blokes having a punch on. Gallen got him twice before I think Miles knew what was actually happening at the time. And I'm sure he would have swung back. And I'm sure that Gallen will cop more than his fair share in game two. Look, I really didn't see a whole lot too wrong with it. I mean, Boyd Cordner got off tonight. He was fighting as well, the same kind of thing with Parramatta. So yeah, they just got once before, as I said, with the James Tamau thing, it has to be consistent if they're going to apply penalties like that. If it's going to be a week for fighting in Origin, then it's a week for fighting in the normal club game. It doesn't matter if you got two good shots on him or not. It's like a fight's a fight, you know. I don't think it's going to drive kids away or parents away, because if parents are upset by that kind of vision, then their kids probably aren't going to get the chance to play contact sport in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think the standard of Origin and the standard of club games, maybe we need to look at bringing that a bit closer together. I actually thought the swinging arm was quite significant in itself, and obviously the punches, I think I agree with Pete that the on-field referee could have taken a stronger stand, and it might not have become quite as controversial as it has been, but I guess we'll see in game two, because those guys from above the border there in Queensland, they're going to be pretty upset, and when Gallen walks out there, I think he's going to have a pretty big target on his back. But that is all to look forward to over the upcoming weeks. Game 2 of Origin, of course, we'll talk about it right here on NRL Live. You can find it at the website www.paulygsports.com or on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes there, NRL Live, or you can type in Supercoach to be able to find it. We've got a link on our webpage as well. And you can also do things like flick us a like on Facebook, Paulie G Sports. Send us your questions on Twitter. Follow us at TigersMS78 and at Paulie G Sports. We give updated information where we can, late changes, that sort of thing. The Supercoach information is very critical now as we're getting to the business end of the year coming up, and obviously with Origin changes too. So we're going to go through all that right now with the game starting, of course, with Friday night football. St. George Illawarra Dragons, North Queensland Cowboys. The Dragons give up more points to second rowers than any other team. Tarek Sims and Dallas Johnson are definite plays, although the Cowboys are struggling of late, and of course playing away, they'll probably find it hard overall. I think it's going to be interesting to see last week's best performance, Josh Dugan and Robert Louis, play against each other. But in regards to Josh Dugan, North Queensland are actually above average in stopping other teams' fullbacks, so maybe it'd be hard to emulate his performance of last week. Tigers MS, can you see any other names there to circle for this week?
No, look, not really. I think the guys that you mentioned are the guys that are going to be the key. I do think that a guy like Jason Nightingale, who had a relatively quiet game against the Knights points-wise, could well spark up here. North Queensland aren't in the best of form, and their defence out wide is tending to be pretty porous at the moment.
There's no doubt that Nightingale's points have actually suffered since Dugan has come in. He's been losing cash for you, so if you've had him in your team, but definitely worth giving one more week. I have to agree with you. Which way are you going as far as the tip's concerned?
Yeah, look, I have to go to Dragons. The Cowboys are awful, and the Dragons look like they're putting together something.
And, Pete, what about yourself? I mean, you're a Dragons fan. You've watched them pretty closely all year. Are you heading down to Wollongong for that game?
I'm fortunately not available for that one on Friday night. It's a bit of a danger game for the Dragons. They had a good win against Newcastle the other day. As I said, Dugan was basically the difference between the two. The Cowboys were in it for a long way against Canterbury without Jonathan Thurston. The back line looked pretty settled. They just haven't lived up to expectations this team, and there has to be some questions raised, not only over the coaching, but over a few of the players there as well. A couple of the higher paid ones. I think they lose a lot without Matty Bowen too. The Dragons should get up. I think it's quite a close game. I'll pick by no more than about 6 or 8 points, and once again, look out for a big game from Dugan. I think interested to see how the halves go against Stanley and Bean.
Well, Dugan's got a lot to play for, and he's one of those guys, as we were talking about earlier, we're going to mention in regards to playing in Origin for game two, because obviously with Jared Hayne potentially in doubt, you know, could he end up getting the Guernsey there, Pete?
He's definitely a chance, particularly also Brett Stewart is still missing as well for Manly, with back problems. Anthony Minicello, I guess, is the one that's been a little bit forgotten. Michael Gordon has played for New South Wales on the wing, is now fullback at Cronulla. So there's a couple of options floating around. I'll be very interested to see who the selectors go with. Dugan's been there before and done it. He's, you know, got a bit of match fitness, so he's a chance, absolutely.
I'm going to go at a bit of an upset here. I'm going to pick the Cowboys. I just think that with Thurston back, Robert Louis has hit some form. They did look pretty decent against the Dogs. I don't know. I think you're right, Pete. I think it is a danger game for the Dragons, and I think it's going to be a lot closer than people may expect. The other Friday night game should be an absolute beauty. Manly v. the Bulldogs. Looking at it from a Supercoach perspective, it's going to be a very tough encounter. The two teams match up very well against one another. It's going to be hard to play any of those fringe guys. So the must-players like James Graham, Ben Barber-Anthony, Watmo and Brendan Lawrence should play, but anyone else really only play if required. The Seagulls are second hardest to score off if you're a halfback. Trent Hodgkinson has been going very well in recent weeks. He is against his former club, but may still be a rest. Tigers MS, are there any other names you can see that might surprise this week in this game?
No real surprise. Kieran Foran hasn't been a prolific scorer for Supercoach, but he's coming into a little bit of Supercoach form, if that makes sense. He's put up some good numbers last couple of weeks, and I think even most recently, his last round, he scored 87 points. So he's definitely on the up there, and he could be a chance up against the two Bulldogs halves there, and Reynolds and Hodgkinson.
Well, 5/8 average, 63 points per game. But actually, when you're playing against the Bulldogs, you can up that to 74. So Kieran Foran's getting a bit of a bonus there playing against the Bulldogs, so I'd have to agree with you there. Which team are you tipping?
I'll have to go with Manly. They had a tough loss against the Warriors last week, and they kind of threw it away a little bit. So I think they won't do that again.
And Pete, how do you see the game? Matt, it should be a beauty, I think.
I think it should be very close. Canterbury, interesting. They've won a few on the trot. The only upset they've had in the last 6 weeks or so is they've matched with were horrendously bad against Newcastle in Newcastle. But have just been doing enough to win their matches without being particularly impressive. Home ground advantage swings me to Manly in this one, in a close one as well.
Yeah, they've been a little bit down in form themselves. The Bulldogs haven't been at their best, like you say, but they've been winning. I think the Eagles by a point, I think it's really going to be a toss of the coin job. Saturday football now, the Canberra Raiders, well, they return to form in a big way on Monday night footy against the Broncos. They take on the Penrith Panthers. And we've got some Origin guys here we'll talk about in a moment too, that may get a run. But Supercoach first, Terry Campese, well, he's really getting into some form of late. He got big points last week, and we expect that he could potentially do that again this week. The Panthers are second worst against 5/8 all year, so Campese definitely is going to have the opportunity this week. Look, both teams are in the bottom half of giving up total points. The Panthers are third best in scoring. So look at those big scorers like David Simmons, Lewis Brown, Nigel Plum, and James Seguiaro to maybe put up some big scores. There are a few notes here. One, Matt Moylan's out. Well, he's a sell. He's now ineligible to play NRL with the return of both Josh Mansour and Wes Nkwama under that second-tier salary cap rule that's quite difficult to understand, and
it's a lot of crap. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you, their coach, Penrith's coach Ivan Cleary, is not happy about it at all. But from a Supercoach perspective, if you went out and bought Matt Moylan because he was an absolute bargain buy, you're hard out of luck, because the guy should be still playing, and he's not going to get a run. Tigers MS, some big news also. Edric Lee's actually out for the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's not good, especially after he nearly put in a 100-point performance against the Bronx on Monday. I'm not 100% sure of who will play for Edric Lee. I'm sure that'll come out later on. So if you want a cheap winger, you might just have to wait a little bit longer until the Canberra announce who's going to take his place. Another guy off the bench is Anthony Milford, who is getting some good points,
yes,
even though he's not getting a lot of game time. But he could be the kind of Seguiaro type player for the Raiders.
Yeah, he certainly is putting up good points, and so he's definitely on the watch. Look, with Edric Lee out, Milford may even get a run out a bit wider. When, you know, they've done it with Jack White, and he played 5/8 last year in the under-20s. It's possible. Tim Grant is out still, so his opportunity to get picked for Origin is pretty much up in smoke in regards to Tamau being out. But on the other side, Pete, Josh Papali for Queensland, he's got to be a big chance, especially with a big game here on Saturday night.
Absolutely. It's what Queensland were missing in game one, is a little bit of explosiveness, a little bit of ball play from their forwards. I think he'd be a very good pick for them. One of a few candidates, probably Dave Taylor maybe being another. But, I would expect the Raiders to win this one, although Their performance on Monday night was good against Brisbane initially, but it was a little bit patchy. If they, once again, if they fall asleep against Penrith, they can, they may well get beat, but no, I'd expect Canberra to get home by about 10 in this one. Tempe's in McCrone in pretty good nick, and Reece Robinson, great young player.
Yeah, Tigers are missed. Which way are you going?
Yeah, definitely Canberra at home, and Penrith fell asleep against the Tigers last week. They'll be pumped up for this one, but yeah, I think Canberra have a pretty good record against them.
And one more thing there, guys. We've got, how many times has it happened where we've got identical twins up against each other?
Yeah.
In Reece and Travis Roberts.
Nice.
Very good question. I have no idea when that's ever happened.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question. I don't know.
I know that the Wynn brothers played against one another many times, Graham and Peter Wynn, but they weren't twins.
And certainly the Bugden brothers did for Parramatta and Canterbury,
right.
Mark and Bugden. Yeah. And Brett and Josh, of course. Morris.
Well, there's your set. They play against one another, so we've got two. Imagine Dogs and the Dragons. Imagine if the Dogs and the Dragons are playing against each other on the same weekend.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm going to go the Raiders as well, but I'm worried a little bit. If I was a Raiders fan, I would be. I think Penrith could spring an upset, but I'll stick with the Raiders at home. Another Saturday night game, or the other Saturday night game, is Cronulla v Parramatta. Look, Parramatta, they certainly are one of the weakest teams as far as giving up points. Unfortunately for the Sharks, or for if you're looking to sort of follow that, the Sharks probably aren't the flashiest of teams. They do actually average fourth best Supercoach points overall, but they do that, I think, more with their forwards than necessarily their outside backs. And the Eels are generally pretty strong against forwards, so they could kind of cancel each other out, these two teams. They played once before already this year, and it was a pretty dire struggle. Look, Parramatta, the best I can say about this game, to be honest, from a Supercoach perspective, is Parramatta continue to try new players so you can get bargain basement players if you have wiggle room in your team. Pat O'Hanlon, Jake Mullaney and Braden William are the three that are getting a go right now. There's no guarantee that they how long they'll last, but if you're just looking to make some quick earners, I know that guys like Vaiatuutai, for the Eels, if you've been on them, you've probably made a bit of cash on them, and you can do it again. And Matt Ryan, Tigers MS, is quite a consistent performer back in the starting lineup as well. Could be worth at least a second look.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he may find it tough scoring points against that forward pack that Cronulla have. I think, yeah, look, Joseph Pelo in at the six. He could be an option if you have to go an Eels player. However, I think the good money is on Todd Carney to tear the Eels apart, really.
Yeah. And which way are you going?
Sharks.
And, Pete, I guess one of the forgotten players for Queensland is Ben Ross.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a bit of an old stager, but yeah, he's played for Queensland before. So, you know, I'm sure the Queensland selectors will be having a decent look. I think we'll make some changes. But, well, he's got a great opportunity against a very weak Parramatta team this week, and I expect Cronulla to absolutely smash him. You're looking at 20 to 30 points.
I'm going to go Cronulla as well. Sunday footy, Souths v Gold Coast. This is going to be a very tough game again for Supercoach players. Both teams are very tough to score off. Play the big names, beware the others. There is a person called Dylan Walker for South Sydney who could be a bit of a sleeper. Keep an eye on him. And the Origin player, Chris McQueen, you might not want to get on him just yet, but another guy to have on your watch list when Origin returns, because he's certainly performing above average. As far as the actual game's concerned, look, it's going to be another tight one, I think. It's up at Cairns, so it takes away a bit of the home field advantage for Souths. But I do think they will get home. Pete, which way do you see it going?
interesting to see how the Bunnies go coming off the bye. I think you'd have to expect, as you said, even though they've lost their home ground advantage, don't know how many Gold Coast supporters there are in Cairns, but I suspect that South Sydney will have a few. For mine, South Sydney sitting up the top of the ladder, deservedly so, much more consistent than the Gold Coast. Said a few of those forwards for the Gold Coast might be out for a big game this week. So it looks like you're under a little bit of pressure from game one, such as maybe Nate Miles or Ashley Harrison. But as I said, you've also got Dave Taylor coming off the bench, so his chance to press for Origin selection. But South's looking too good, too strong, too consistent for mine.
Tigers MS, Sam Burgess is back, of course, after missing one game through suspension. His brother George back to the bench, but after his big game 2 weeks ago, I guess they're both must-plays.
Yeah, they're must-plays. Sam's qualified himself for Origin, I see in the paper today, so he'll be good for whoever he plays for. But, yeah, I can't see anything but a South win here. Greg Inglis is still in good form. Sutton and Reynolds are still in great form, and their forward pack is very, very imposing.
Storm Knights. I should also mention that I'm going the rabbit. Storm Knights. Knights give up second most points to front row forwards. I think if you've got Cam Smith, if you haven't got rid of him over Origin, and make him captain. Jesse Bromwich is a guy I'd be looking to bring in. He's putting up good numbers at a reasonable cost. And the outside backs you're going to have to keep an eye on. Gareth Widdop had a big game, of course, but so did Maurice Blair last week. The Knights, I think at the moment, it's pretty much stay away, too inconsistent. Tigers MS, and the Knights also have a bye the following week, so very, very tough.
That's right. I mean, if you've got a guy like Robbie Richow in there, then I'd keep him because he still puts up decent points. Mm. If you've got no other options, as for Melbourne, you can. If you've got some Melbourne players in your team, I think you play them all this week, and I think Melbourne will do the job very, very comfortably. Yet, there'll be no punishment for Wayne Bennett sitting in the wings.
Melbourne actually have to play the next two Origin games. There's going to be a lot of players coming out of the woodwork. Well, maybe not as many as other years, but still you've got Slater, Kronk, Smith and Hoffman that have to be replaced. So it'll be interesting to see some of these young guns. Who's going to step up? So keep an eye out because there might be some good buys there. There's just no way that I could tip the Knights down there, Pete. How do you see it? You were up there last week.
Yeah, the Knights looked quite pedestrian last week. To mine, they just looked like an older team and a slow team to mine. Blokes like Darius Boyd, I didn't think had quite a poor game actually last week. Probably missing Kirk Gidley, I think, quite a lot. Young forward that Tigers RMS mentioned there, Robbie Rocco, is playing quite well.
Mm.
Yeah, Melbourne by the length of the straight. They turned it on against Cronulla last week, and I'd expect them to put a similar score on the hapless Knights.
The Sunday night game is the Roosters v the Warriors, and it's going to be a tough one for the Warriors. They give up the most points to fullbacks and second most to halfbacks. The Roosters are actually the stingiest team against both halfbacks and second rowers. So play Roosters players at your leisure, but beware the Warriors. It's one of those games. They go well 1 week and then horrible the next, and they're away from home. They've had a couple of wins, mind you, so I guess anything could happen. For the Roosters, one of the guys I like is their reserve, Isaac Louis, who's actually putting up good numbers and still a very, very affordable player. If you can sneak him into your team, Tigers MS, any other names that you can see there?
No, look, with the Warriors, I think maybe, you just can't pick anyone from the team that's a definite point scorer. I mean, Elijah Taylor did quite well last week.
Mm.
He's there, but he's up against a very tough forward pack and a very tough defensive team, so that could be a problem. As for the Roosters, well, I actually think their outside backs will do quite well this week. Just on a hunch, no real science behind it. But I just think they'll have a bit too much for the Warriors in that department.
Yeah, well, the Warriors against the centres and wingers are about on average, but against fullbacks, they give up 26 more points than the average. And it's quite astounding. So, I mean, Anthony Mancello maybe not be the most dynamic fullback out there, at least not in the veteran status that he now is, but still you'd think could be a good day there for them. I've got to go. The Roosters, Pete, do you see anything out of the ordinary happening here?
This is a bit of a tricky one, guys, I think. The Roosters, for mine, Friday night, Parramatta got to within 6 points of them there with about 5 minutes to go. They're not playing at 100% as they were, say, about 4 weeks ago. The Warriors have come in some form, and there's a bit of history between these two clubs. They've had some real humdingers over the years. Probably something from the 2002 grand final that they played. You'd be probably mad to tip against the Roosters, so I'll just take them, but I think this is going to be a very, very close match. I'd expect it no more than 2 or 4 points in it. For mine, I think the Warriors are on a bit of a surge.
Wow. Well, there you go. We'll find out, I guess. And finally, Monday night football. I guess Aaron Woods won't get a final chance to stake his claim, but I think we both agreed he's probably the guy that's going to come in for James Taumau. Tigers MS, how do you see that and how do you see the game going?
Yeah, look, it's another weird one. But I think you're just going to have to pick the Broncos due to their... I think they've only had one loss to the Tigers up there ever.
Wow.
Off the top of my head, I can only remember one Tigers win, maybe two, sorry. But yeah, and after the Canberra game, they've got all their Origin stars in there. They're desperate for a win before the next Origin game. It's pretty much make or break time for the Bronx. They're on the same points as the Tigers now, so it's really they've hit the panic button. So I expect them to perform well. Tigers, if Nofu Alama plays, he's definitely a guy you'd want in there, as well as the aforementioned Aaron Woods. But yeah, I think the Bronx should do this.
The Tigers have obviously still got a lot of injuries, although Blake Ashford returns this week. There was some talk that Liam Fulton, Chris Lawrence and James Tedesco would also be returning, so we'll have to see any late changes. But generally with young teams, it is hard to stay up that on that high, and going up there, I think it will be pretty difficult. Broncos should win from a Supercoach perspective. The Broncos do give up more points to 5-8 than any other team, so Benji Marshall could be the steal of the week this week at just 174,000. Broncos also worse against front rows forward, so very good for Aaron Woods, but consider Origin, because obviously if he does end up getting picked, he will be missing in round 15 as well as 18, because the Tigers have a bye in round 18. Tigers are worse against centres and wingers, so Josh Hoffman, Jack Reed and Jordan Kahu are all must-plays, if Kahu, of course, is fit. Pete, do you concur the Broncos up there?
Yeah, I think I can pretty much concur with what you're saying, guys. But I think this is one of the weakest Broncos teams I've seen for a while. I don't think that the Scott Prince Bill Wallace combination is exactly working perfectly, and they don't seem to have a real lot of speed in their back one. Hodges is the shining light for them. Tigers are weakened. Great effort last week to beat Penrith. But, yeah, I think Brisbane up there would be a different proposition. So, thank you.
Yeah, and Josh Maguire, probably the last of those guys that we've mentioned that could push for a spot in Origin, but... Ben Hannett not named, so it may be tough for him to get in there. And Corey Parker, of course, he played in Game 1, but as strong male, he'll start Game 2. He was very good for the Maroons when he came on in Game 1. Now, always on NRL Live, which you can find on our website, www.pooleygsports.com. We like to do a little segment called World of Sport. Pete, and you've got it for us this week.
Yeah, it was actually quite topical with we're talking about Paul Gallen and, you know, injuries incurred on rugby league fields with violence and so on and so forth. And it goes across all sports. I was talking to a mate at work today who's telling me about a Liverpool soccer player, Suarez, who bit a guy on his last year in the English Premier League and himself suspended. But anyway, this one is all about the rather calm, if you like, sport of golf. And this guy, what happened, there was an argument over the score between the two golfers, and it escalated into a golfer stabbing his playing partner with a broken golf in a golf cart. I'm in America, of course. Please say that Ken Loss, 59, broke his Callaway 5-iron and then jabbed it into the arm of his 65-year-old partner on the 12th hole at the West Wind Golf Course near Detroit. Other members of the group held Lott down as the victim fled to the clubhouse in a golf cart for safety. Lott managed to escape, followed the golfer in another golf cart screaming he was going to get him. Although this might be where some people might cynically say where the link to the violence is. Lott, a former university football star, drove off in his car but was later taken to custody. He's now been arraigned on a $100,000 bail and is scheduled to appear in court next week. He's facing 4 years in prison. There's a hole in one for him, hey guys.
Oh, with that.
Below par, did you?
Just well, there was a headline. What was the headline that you saw today in regards to the David Warner, cricketer David Warner, Tigers MS?
It was Warner rooted.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All concerned. That's, of course, referring to David Warner having an apparent punch against English cricketer Joe Root at a nightclub after their loss to England in the Champions Trophy. Pete, good job on World of Sport. Thanks so much for tonight's show.
Thank you very much, guys. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next week. And Tigers MS, thank you as well.
No problem at all.
See you next week also. It is NRL Live. Find us on the website, www.pooleygsports.com. Get all the Supercoach information and NRL as well. You can always subscribe on iTunes. Just type in NRL or Supercoach or NRL Live. You can find us there. And follow us on Twitter at PooleygSports and at TigersMS78. See you next week. Show 50.